Your disability rep is happy to help you make the disability process easy.
We go out live on location to his office, where Tom is with him now. Tom?
Well, you're absolutely right. There he is. Your disability rep, Roy Rickstrew. Good to see you, as always.
Likewise, Tom. Likewise.
Okay, I looked at this one, and I'm a little, I guess I need some help on this one. If they can't approve, they will deny.
Well, about two-thirds of applications initially are denied by the Social Security Administration. And unfortunately, if there's not enough information for them to approve you, by default, they deny you.
Okay, and that leads to this, which is when it comes to the proof, it's on you. They're not going to go, we'll help you out on this one.
Yeah, that's correct. You have the burden to prove, essentially, that you are disabled. You have to establish that with the medical records and the information in the file. Mm. It's yours to establish.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security doesn't advocate for you. I mean, they're there as the adjudicator.
Right.
Sometimes those folks call. They're very helpful. Some of the folks over there are really good at what they do.
Right.
But it doesn't change the fact that they are the decision maker. So their help is only going to go so far.
Okay. Now, also, this is kind of a long, this doesn't happen bang. It's not like a Band-Aid. This takes a while for it to happen.
It does. It does take a while overall, but the process actually moves pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
And that Social Security sends out notices. They don't get them back. They send more notices. At some point, they just move on.
Yes.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are denied for failure to cooperate because they don't establish those questionnaires. Those forms don't get returned. And unfortunately, Social Security then, turn, denies you.
Well, you have to be an active participant in whole thing.
It's important that you keep up. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
All right. An ongoing pursuit.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, every opportunity that you speak with Social Security or you interact with them is an opportunity to put them in your shoes and explain to them why it is that you can't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to make the most of those. The same thing with your medical care. Each time you see the doctor, it's an opportunity to help the doctor understand what's really going on.
Right.
They've got diagnostic books. They have a pretty good idea of what your symptoms line up to diagnostic-wise, but they need you to help round that out and complete the puzzle.
Well, you know, you have to be honest with them.
That's right.
You know, you have to say, it may seem inconsequential to you, but if all of a sudden it hurts to do that, tell them it hurts to do that.
Right. And we've talked a lot of times, too, about the consistency of the complaints,
right,
and the symptom presentation with the doctors. Again, make the most of your opportunities.
Okay. Brief reviews equal unanswered questions.
Yeah, the determinations from Social Security are not always a deep dive. In fact, there are times that they make decisions with missing information. A medical provider may not provide records. They try a couple, two or three times. They don't get them. Sometimes they'll set you up for a doctor's appointment. Sometimes they make a decision without it.
Uh-huh. And that's the part about being an active participant. You need to fill in these blanks. They're not going to.
Well, and that's the problem. A lot of times the blanks are filled in by assumptions by the decision makers.
Right.
And that's a bad thing. And this brings us to the conservative care aspect of this. A lot of times judges will point out that your condition has been managed with conservative care. Okay. Therefore, in other words, it must not be that bad, right? And so
that's kind of scary. Someone else is making that diagnosis.
Yeah, that's correct. And the thing is, you know, the more you talk with your doctor about the things you do to kind of get by, those hot baths, those heating pads, those ice packs, those elevations,
right,
we get this idea that it's not just conservative care. You're dedicating a lot of time to this.
Mm-hmm. This one here, the example of ambiguity. Factory work. Yeah, I work in a factory isn't enough to bring to the table.
Well, the thing is, you know, some factory work is very physically demanding, right?
Right.
Can work at a concrete factory.
Exactly.
Years ago, I saw a gentleman at General Electric that took a little round ring, put it in a machine, stomped on a pedal, and it welded a seam.
Uh-huh.
And it was a three-pound item at the most. So some factory work doesn't require a lot of us. Other factory work requires a ton from us. Think about grinding crankshafts for car engines, for example. You know, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. All day long,
mm-hmm.
Whereas if you were making parts for a lawnmower, they might weigh 3 or 4 ounces.
True. So everyone is going to be different. You have to be specific with what it's all about.
Right, and this is very important. If you have gaps in your work history, it's real important that you talk with Social Security about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you explain them the opportunities that you get. Sometimes it's an unsuccessful work attempt, and it will allow you to pursue a greater period of time because you tried and you failed, as opposed to just being out of work. And so leave of absences in your work history is real important to kind of do that deep dive and explain to Social Security.
Yeah, now as often happens when I speak to you, these are perfect examples of why you need to find someone who can guide you through these hills and valleys that you probably won't expect. You need someone like Roy, and people can talk to you.
Yeah, that's correct. And some of these things can make months of difference or even close to a year's worth of difference in the amount of money that you ultimately receive in back pay if you're approved. But my contact information's here. The QR code will take you to our scheduling portal. You can schedule an appointment with me at your convenience to come in and see me, or for a phone call, be happy to visit with you.
All right. Roy, always good to talk to you. There he is, your disability rep. Back to you.
Thanks so much, Tom.